When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Second date update.
When you have a first date with somebody you're extremely attracted to and you're going out to a restaurant where you know you only got one shot at this, how important is it to get a good waiter?
I never actually even thought of that.
Yeah,
really?
To be honest, Jeffrey.
Because it could make or break the entire date.
But it's not like you have a choice. Like, you're just given the person who's in your
it's
section.
It's just how they act to the waiter. That,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine the waiter walks by, spills the soup.
Oh.
He offers to lick it off.
No.
Oh. Then I pay him. It's like, oh, no. Well, date over.
Wow.
Because you got a new date?
Yeah.
Is that why?
That date's over. Now I'm on to a whole new thing.
How did I know that about you?
But that's what happened with one of our listeners recently. The waiter was involved big time on a date, apparently.
Oh.
So let's talk to Lucas about it. Lucas, how you doing, man?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm worried you got soup licked.
I'm hoping that you did. Tell us about this person that you met the other night. Who is he or she?
Okay, so this girl, Henley.
Okay.
I'm a waiter, obviously, and
you're the waiter, not obvious.
You're the waiter?
I'm the waiter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, did you meet her while you were at work?
I did. She was in there with a guy in my restaurant.
Oh, bold, sir.
Oh, you hit on a girl in the middle of another date?
Well, yes, I don't do it often.
Often?
Oh, man.
Just like twice a week ish.
Often.
Oh, dude.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. Were you her waiter, I guess, is the first question.
I was their waiter, yes.
Oh, okay. How did you get the signs that that was even okay?
Well, I can kind of tell after a while, if they didn't seem to be having that great of a time. Like, I was thinking it was a first date, and she was checking her phone a lot. And, you know, it was kind of obvious to me. I've seen it enough times.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a move that I don't do very often.
Again, with the very often. Enough to have a move.
Yeah.
I've never done this, but this is the signature.
Yeah. If you have a label for it, it must mean you do it often enough.
Uh-huh.
What's your move?
Well, first of all, I was like, you know, they weren't talking that much, but when I would come over there, I was very personable, and I was laughing with her and stuff. So,
okay,
we were kind of establishing a little rapport. But when he went up to go to the bathroom, like at the end, I went up to her and I was like, "Is this a first date?" And she was kind of surprised, but she was like, "Yeah, actually, it is." And I was like, "Do you want to get out of it?"
Oh,
really?
Wait, it's already the end, sir. So,
yeah, but like, I didn't know if they were going. For all I know, they were going to do something else. I was trying to get
that's
her.
True.
Oh, that is true.
Like a movie or
Netflix and chill,
mini golf.
So you offer to step in and save her. How do you do that?
So I was like, give me your number, and I'm going to call you in like 2 minutes from the back.
Smart.
And just trust me. So she did.
Okay.
And you got her number.
So she did want out of it.
She did. I was right about that.
So you're a hero now. What happened?
So I called. They were sitting there and like kind of like getting ready to pay the bill. And I called. I was like, this is so-and-so from your aunt's assisted living facility. There's an emergency with her. We need you to come down here right away.
Just in case her volume's up and the guy can hear,
right? Yeah. I made sure to tell her to put it on speaker.
Oh, so he could hear.
Whoa.
Who puts it on speaker?
Hold on. Sorry, Stone Bear. I got to take this. Yeah. Hi, you're on speaker.
Wait, it's an emergency with my aunt. The whole restaurant better hear this.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Oh, my God. Did he buy it? Did he believe it?
Oh, yeah. It was legit. She was out of there in like a minute later.
Oh, you saw her leave?
I would have believed it.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, like, at no point are you ever hitting on her during this.
The thing is, like, I just kind of knew there was a connection there from every interaction I'd had with her, like, as her waiter. We're laughing.
And, okay.
Like,
okay.
The guy, like, was in the bathroom, and I'm, like, getting her number. Like, it was definitely a vibe there.
Every time you went over to the table, one of her buttons just happened to be undone. More
or maybe
and more.
One of his buttons.
Yeah. You know? Just both shirts off by
original
the end of
day
the dinner.
Comes back, she's buttoning back up.
I imagined him waddling to the table with his pants at his ankles.
Oh,
God. Sorry.
Okay, so you got her out of that other date with the other guy. What's happened since then?
Well, that's the thing. So we texted a little bit later that night. She was like, thank you so much. And I was like, no problem.
Okay.
We kind of left it like we were going to talk again. And I don't know. It kind of cooled down like after that.
Mm.
So I want to ramp it back up. I want to get in touch with her like and let her know that I'm interested, which is why I was calling you guys.
Okay.
I mean, it's a nice thing that you did to save this girl Henley from her bad date, but personally, I don't know if I'm ever going to trust a waiter ever again when I'm out at a restaurant. I mean, I just thought they were being nice to me for tips, but really, clearly, they want more.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a higher tip, I think, from Jeff.
Off air, tell us your restaurant so we can make resis.
No, I don't even want it to work out with this Henley girl, but we'll at least give it a try. We're going to come back, call her, and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Awesome.
All right, man, hold on. Second date update. When you're at a restaurant, some waiters are kind of checked out.
Mm.
They never even come by to refill your water glass.
Oh, yes. Sounds like a complaint right now, Jeffrey.
It's true. Some are more attentive, and then some have a signature move to steal your date away from you.
Like, they never use it. Yeah. They have it online.
No, they said very often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they didn't say never. There was never any.
That's
never.
What Lucas says. He, quote, doesn't do this often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that, world? I don't do my signature move very often, but it is my signature.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The old sick aunt in the rest home trick.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He noticed a cute girl out on a bad date at his restaurant. So when the guy got up to go to the restroom, he swooped in and told her the plan.
Uh-huh.
And that was he was going to call her from the back and let her know that her sick aunt needs her immediately over at the assisted living facility.
Oh!
So it worked. And according to him, she was thankful. But now this girl, Henley, is not answering his text asking for a date.
Do you think, Derek? It's Derek, right?
It's Lucas.
Oh,
but
shoot.
That's okay. Not everybody can pay attention and remember one
All
name.
Right. Lucas, I mean, do you think it was like a maybe by comparison thing? Like she was flirting with you because by comparison to her crappy date, you were awesome.
But
it's
overall.
A compliment or not?
I don't know.
Backhanded?
I think it's just reality, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe if she gets on the phone with us, by comparison, you're going to look like an angel again.
Hey.
What do you think, Lucas? Were you one step above a crap sandwich?
Oh, man, I hope not. I thought we had a real connection, honestly.
Really?
Talking about the menu.
Well, you know, when you can feel a connection with someone.
Okay. I mean, that was rude of me. That was rude, Lucas, and I apologize.
Yeah, it felt legit. I mean, I know when someone's just like being friendly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Most of the time you can tell.
You sense the real vibe going on whenever you are over at the table with Henley. So let's see if we can get that going for you one more time. I'm about to dial her number.
Okay.
Hopefully she answers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Henley.
That's me.
Oh, hi.
Aren't you friendly? Hi, Henley.
Hi.
What's up, Henley?
Hi.
You're on the radio right now with a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Actually?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Really?
For real, real.
Oh, she's excited. Okay.
Well, hopefully you're this excited when I tell you why we're calling. Because
you're a second.
Yeah.
No. Well, no, it's not.
What?
I mean, it kind of has to do with that. We're doing a second date update. That's where we try and help one of our listeners that has been on a date with somebody. But this is a little different because you didn't necessarily go on a date with this guy. He was your waiter the other night.
On a date, so
there's no strict rules to our segment
no.
here,
yeah.
Henley.
So do you know who I'm talking about? You were on a date and like a waiter kind of helped you get out of it. His name was Lucas.
Yes. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Oh, God, to the bad date you were on or oh, God, to Lucas?
Question. Is Lucas the waiter?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Brooke will never remember.
It's okay. She couldn't even remember his actual name. So.
She doesn't really remember.
Oh, God.
But it's kind of interesting that you don't remember his name either. Because
maybe he should just change it.
Why would I?
Yeah, this is actually his fault at this point.
Well, he said that you guys basically exchange phone numbers, so I thought you would save his name in the phone. I guess he'd just be waiter.
Could be.
Hero waiter.
I didn't save his number.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
oh,
you didn't save it?
You didn't have any intention of calling him back. Is that why?
No. Yeah, no. What? I was on a date.
But from what we heard, that date wasn't going very well, and that's why Lucas felt like he had to...
Who said that?
Well, Lucas did.
Yeah, and you said that you wanted out of the date.
That's why you agreed to, like, do the emergency call with the aunt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he told you all that. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
He recapped.
He felt like he really rescued you from a bad date by pretending to call from the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know how to say this, but the whole point of that was so we could get away from him.
Oh.
What?
Wait, so...
What?
The point of what?
Why wouldn't... To get away from the waiter, you usually just pay and then leave.
No, we needed to... get out. I guess in the moment I was like, okay, if he thinks I'm gonna call him later, but we're leaving now, and like maybe I'll call him sometime, then that's fine. I just want to leave now.
Well, hold on. Why?
Tricking him.
Why? Why did you want to get away from him?
Because he was annoying the shit out of me.
Oh.
He was annoying.
So wait.
Like the whole time?
Yes.
Was the whole thing a lie? Were you on a first date?
Yes.
Did you like the guy you were out with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
This is one of those things where guys like, I knew she liked me,
yeah,
but no.
So Lucas thought you liked him, and that's where the lie is.
No.
You did not. It's not a lie. You didn't like him.
He was hitting on me the whole night.
Oh,
like, no.
It wasn't even just me and my date who noticed. There was someone at the other table who, like, looking at us the whole time and, like, making eye contact with me.
Sympathizing with you.
Is
like they were feeling the cringe.
You don't think it's possible that it was just really good customer service?
It kind of passed that after the first 5 seconds.
Why? No, what did he say to make you think he was hitting on you in the first 5 seconds?
He was like he came to our table way more than he needed to. Obviously, he came every 2 minutes and every single time he was just looking at me, fully positioned, facing me, toward me, not looking at my date at all.
See, that's obvious.
And rude.
Yeah, it is rude. You're still at work, bro.
Exactly.
God, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to admit, you and Lucas had a little bit of a connection going, right?
No, that's the whole point.
When did you hear that in her story?
The whole point.
When she gave him a number.
Or the eye contact.
Yeah.
Just to get away from him.
It must have been something happening between you two to like make him think that.
I think it's just his own confidence.
I think that's pretty common with men, Jeffrey. Yeah. They think that there's a connection and there's not.
Okay, Brooke, please stop hitting on me right now. I know you're trying to. Let's just get Lucas on the phone because he's actually on the other line listening right now wanting to talk.
Actually.
Oh, my God.
Thanks so much. Thanks for that.
It's worse for him than you.
And now I kind of feel bad.
I feel bad, but he also needs to hear it.
Lucas, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did. It was pretty obvious that I saved you, Henley. Oh.
Okay. No.
Why did you feel like you were saving her?
I mean, that was like a bad first date if I've ever seen one. So I don't.
So from his angle,
we're doubling down is what we're gonna do now, Lucas.
He's saying your date didn't look good. Were you having fun, Henley?
Well, it's hard when the waiter's there every 2 minutes, probably.
Yeah, seriously, I was so uncomfortable.
Well, as a waiter, I'm sure Lucas has seen like hundreds and hundreds of first dates happen in front of him. He said out of all of them, yours stuck out as a particularly bad one.
that's convenient.
You don't have to be embarrassed because you're on the radio right now.
Oh, my God. No. That's not always happening. That is not what happened.
Well, prove it, Henley. If it was such a good date with this other guy, name five things that you liked about him off the top of your head.
Well,
go
that's
ahead.
Hard to ask
five?
Anyone,
I can't even name five things about anybody in this room.
See? Told you.
Okay.
Not that good of a date.
He was cute. He was smart. He paid. He was polite. And he's not Lucas.
Wait, counts as two because she only got to four. So it's not Ann Lucas.
But look at that. She remembered his name. And no one in this room could do that. So that shows there must be a connection. We're building the rapport right now.
We're still trying.
Yeah, this is the right time to ask.
Henley, now the chemistry exploded.
I'm feeling the vibe happening over the phone lines right now. I would love. I would love to send you guys out on a second date that we would pay for. Sorry, a first date.
Yeah. With a different waiter.
And you're dating Lucas this time.
I thought we had such a strong connection. I definitely think you'd have a much better time if we went out.
What would your sick aunt want you to do at the retirement facility?
Yeah.
Think about what she wants.
I think at this point, we should just offer to send Henley out with her first original date.
To have like a legit
date. They deserve a reading.
Yeah, yeah. Can we do that, Jeff?
Yes.
I would love that. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
We know that's clear. You've made that very clear, Lucas.
Okay, so Henley, it's seeming like it's going to be a no there.
For Lucas,
correct. Oh, okay. You stick with the guy you're dating.
No, I think it's good to be specific here. Yeah.
Whatever, dude. I hope your real aunt doesn't get sick.
That was passive aggressive.
What a sweet thing to say.
No.
He doesn't want her to get sick. That's really kind.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, I know we didn't really have time to discuss this, but Jose, you were a waiter for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever swoop in on a customer or on somebody else's date while you were working?
No, not on a date. I've had girls that would leave numbers or I would try to put a vibe out. Like, you could tell when someone's flirting, but never in a date?
I don't know. You're still single. Maybe you should have. You know?
That's right. You just hooked up with the Subway employees in the meat freezer like a gentleman.
Yeah. That is a different thing.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, I feel like that call was unfortunately doomed before we even made it.
I can't believe.
We didn't know that, though.
Do you ever feel bad? Like, I know you're trying to do right by our listener who calls in for help, but at some point,
they're in the wrong sometimes.
You got to give up.
I don't feel anything, Brooke. Okay. You should know that by now.
That's true.
But you know what I will feel? I'll feel for the listeners that email us in the next week or so.
Yeah.
I promise.
Timeline.
I will feel for you, and we will try our hardest to get you a second date update. Email us. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And go check out all of our second dates.
Yes.
We have them up on our podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get yours, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.